thank you for the wonderful show for me to perform this class. Honorable members, let me also use of the opportunity to appreciate your presence. We understand that all political parties are currently in the last phase of preparations for the general elections that will take place on the 7th of May. And we really appreciate the fact that the parties have decided to release you from that responsibility so that you can participate in this committee. Welcome to the committee, Violet. In terms of reference, as indicated by the speaker, upon the formation of the ELA committee, the first task that we need to do is to look at the program and the frequency of the meetings of this committee. I will thus invite proposals.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Before we come to the program, may I address you on the point of order or point of procedure regarding opposition?
Yes.
Chairperson, the instruction from Mr. Stevie on the ELA committee consists of 12 members. Currently, the ELA committee consists of only 11 members. The composition, as we know, is that the ruling party got 7 members, the Democratic Club 1, IP 1, and other 9 parties, 1 and 9%. After the announcement, it became clear that the Congress of the People was not going to take up their foundation on this committee for whatever reason that may be. I immediately wrote a letter to Mr. Speaker, and I asked Mr. Speaker to make it possible that the 9 parties that I represent be entitled to a second member of parliament, which would make it more acceptable for the 9 parties. And my colleague, Mr. Swart from the ACGP, immediately also indicated from the beginning that he would like to serve on the committee. I would request that you make that possible to keep the 9 other parties a second member, seeing that folks are not going to participate in this procedure and they can take votes. That will not make any change in the composition in terms of the ruling party's majority. The committee will then amend the consist of 12 members, and that is my question.
Thank you, Honourable Members. The Honourable Sir.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for your consideration of this request, which we obviously support. We are also in your attempt to ask you to look at Rule 134, which allows for the option of a member when another member is not available. In that, you read it says where that member is absent from a meeting of committee, the chairperson may call off any other assembly member to act as a member of that committee. We are asking then, including us, I believe the ACDP can bring experience, legal knowledge to the committee, and we can benefit the committee in general as the contact record. So, Chair, would you consider this? Thank you very much.
Is there any other comments?
For yourself? Thank you, Chair, for the question. Just for the record, we support the option.
So, thank you, Honourable Members. The end of the agency.
Mr. Chairperson, I think the first thing is that the allocation of parties to serve in committees is a different and separate process. It has to do with the proportional representation of those parties. So I think that's the first thing. So it's not automatic that if court refuses to participate, therefore, with any member of the parliament to serve in that committee. And there is clearly a contradiction in COP. COP issued a statement saying they proposed that there be an ad hoc committee, and then they congratulated the speaker for having appointed the ad hoc committee, and then subsequently indicated that they will not participate. But in terms of proportional representation, that should be not true. But the second point is that there is a different process in terms of allocation of seats to smaller parties. So it is not automatic that if the seats for smaller parties, therefore that seat should go to the ACDP or I think that's a separate process which we will have to follow. So it shouldn't be given that even if we agree that we need to extend, that it should be the ACDP. We think that whether COP participates or doesn't participate is immaterial, but does not necessarily warrant that we co-opt a member of the COP, and particularly from the HDP to participate.
after the Honourable Burgess. And I want to bring this point to a conclusion, Honourable Burgess.
Yeah, along that explanation, Chair, we therefore recommend that you have a handwritten medal with the speaker and bring it back in a response so that we do not suffer the professional representation with the opportunity that's appropriate.
Honourable Burgess.
Actually, I understand Julia, what we're planning to do. I don't think there's scope for the officially notified this committee that they can contain possible of this case. And so you can officially notify that COPE that you can possibly diagnose probably the statement of the official suite and follow the statement. So I thought there's an official notification of COPE that they don't intend to of this case, they don't even let the case to consider it anymore. Takes the decision means another matter.
And then the Honourable Stream.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think who takes the decision is quite clear in terms of the rules. The prerogative lies with the chairperson of the committee. And the rule is quite clear that the chairperson may call off any other assembly member. So whether that member is Mr. Swart or anybody else, but I think the rules provide for the chairperson, and we would like the chairperson to refine his mind to this particular rule of thumb.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. The rule is very clear. Members of the committee and that members are to vote as a committee chairperson. They can't ask any other assembly member to act as a member of the committee. And, you know, my argument is that in order to make up the 12, we need to feel like something that is your power as chairperson. And it's quite weird to me that on the front, a very committee to the ad hoc team, you know, I've had a wealth of knowledge and experience. There's nothing to be lost every time again from including a member of the calendar to make up the number of 12. We can pass the issue of one club being in which position. The question here is it vital for us to have a community? It certainly is. Is there anything lost by having a expertise on the community? It is not to actually available on it. So on that basis, I would ask the chairperson that
second vote, Honourable Lorda?
Yeah, thanks, Jefferson. I'm quite quick. If I could respond to what Honourable Manamela basically said, he's absolutely correct. There's a specific procedure in terms of which the nine other parties come to an agreement as to who should represent them. That has been done. It's my responsibility, it's my task to consult with all those parties. First, get information from my two parties to vote. I've done that. And there's agreement between them that I should be representing. That's why I'm on this committee. But there was also a further agreement that the only other party indicating that they would really like to participate, and the other party know that and accept that for the ATD, and that's why the SWAT is here. So we went through that process, that's the first part. The second one, with regard to COPE, COPE made their position quite clear in the press, that's correct. But COPE also did not participate in the task that they should have put a name forward as to be able to the process of doing that. Yeah, so we can try to get an official letter from COPE, that's not a problem. The loop says for the questions is for the chairperson. So what I'm asking chairperson, I don't want you to give a ruling now. I want you to consider what you are asking and then come back to us if possible to decision if possible. But I think that's the way.
The same honourable members case for input, I will apply my mind on the left. In the meantime, honourable staff will still participate in the deliberation check statements. Of course, the honourable members, as you are aware, the issue is really going to come from the focus. I have only made on this what is going to in the locations of this committee. Honourable members, the second item apart from the election of chairperson was the consideration and adoption of the draft of the program. So that we cycle now we can sit with the work that's in front of us. I now give parties the opportunity to comment on their inputs on the draft program so that we can adopt such a program. The Secretary has prepared a draft and that will now be distributed to the different members. Everyone sees a copy? I now invite comments.
Okay,
And we have a moment to take the rose because we put it in. Give it to us.
I thought you would be after a moment of silence. I'll give you a few minutes.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I note this on Monday the 28th, which is a public holiday. It's good that the taxpayers will know that we are working for our money. Chairperson, nowhere in this program do I see an opportunity to invite people to give evidence before this committee. And we would have liked to trust the IB that the President, who wrote the letter, explaining why he thinks that we should wait for SIU4 to give it an opportunity to come and explain himself and expand on why he thinks it's necessary for this committee to wait for SIU4 before we proceed with whatever we need to do. The second thing we would like to do is to invite somebody from the SIU to explain to us their process, because the letter from the President doesn't include a letter from the SIU setting out any time frame on when they expect to complete their particular report, and I think this is something that company needs to know. And thirdly, from a process point of view, Chairperson, what we'd like to know is what does Witness Day 30th April mean in terms of this committee's operating report? Will we be able to give adequate attention to the matter at hand by that particular date, and what happens to that report if we do complete a report on that particular date? And for that, I think you need the Parliament's legal advisors to tell us what happened about that. And I think for now, Chairperson, the other burning question is clarity on the terms of reference. The terms of reference that were set up by the Speaker in consultation with the Chief of the Majority Party and other groups. But there are some grey areas in terms of what the terms of reference actually mean, and one would like Parliament's legal advisors to take us through their understanding of the terms of reference. Those are my questions.
Honourable Sir,
thank you very much, Jefferson. I very much agree with the thing in terms of the need for this committee to hear suggestions, and I do believe that amongst other people who should come to this committee should be a public representative herself, because she has indicated, and I refer you to City Press of the 31st of March, in which she said she was willing to address Parliament on the question of her report, and I think that in view of the many unanswered questions contained in the report, it would be very good for the ad hoc committee to have the benefit of her testimony in the same as well as other people who are referred to as ad hoc. I also note that there is a submission of the EC Chairperson from the Council for the Advancement of South African Constitution, and I wondered whether any other submissions could be made. But over and above, if no other submissions have been made, it really means the people who take the chance to make submissions should be given the opportunity to speak for that submission. The other thing that I'd just like to raise is that in terms of the document that I just received, it refers to the deliberations on the President's response to the public citation report. Now, that does not seem to me to be the in terms of reference to this, because we are asked to
president's submission in response to the public affairs report. And that includes more than simply the president's response. Because when the president tabled certain documents, as he did on the 1st of April, or tentatively, I suspect, he submitted not only a letter, but also a government gazette and the public protector's court itself. So I think that it is entirely appropriate that we look beyond simply the president's response to look at the submissions that he made to Parliament, which submissions the Speaker quite correctly refers to this committee.
The Honourable Swat and then I'll give the Honourable Molloy Moroba and Bakune.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm largely in agreement with the previous speakers, particularly relating to the terrorism terms of reference and the public protector paper as well as the SIU. We are under the national time pressure, as we will appreciate. And I'm a bit concerned that we've seen for today's programme only to have the consideration and adoption of the draft legislative report and then nothing tomorrow, which is another 4 days if we can to consider the meeting. So maybe once we ascertain documentation and move it to find there are additional days that we could maybe squeeze in, considering that we have to call back by next Wednesday and it's time for the discussion is okay. But I do understand the pressure we are under the time-wise to go through the various submissions as Mr. Self has pointed out. So let's consider carefully our program once we have a clear understanding of what our mandate is. Thank you, Chief.
So that's an of my knowledge, the agenda for today was the appointment of the chairperson, which we have successfully done, and the next action was the appointment of the committee. I think the document is referred to all of us, but has said actually the focus is within the 30 days at the 30th of April as well, and therefore, in my opinion, the program that has been distributed is quite reasonable. And I think we would love to move for the adoption of this program because it's therefore upon it and the dates and the time that we're given as this postponement. The matter that is raised by Honourable Spouse about tomorrow and the documentation that is being expressed and the documentation that is required. So I really agree that also we do need this, all the necessary documentation that goes with all the council can see. You know, by its extent to be quite a lot of documents that we have to go through. And my belief is that we can be visiting tomorrow and the remaining days of the weekend to go through all the documentation as the members of that have to do. And therefore, all other matters can be handled properly within a given a program and a given agenda, but our observations is such to work on our other people who must come, whatever, why we haven't even done the documentation. And therefore my answer is that the documentation that has been circulated in terms of the same thing and the system of the committee is very reasonable. For the committee, we accept and like to gain from that. It can be adopted. If there are any other request, let them come later as required and it can be considered. With the understanding of all the issues that are raised, but the dates are quite good. If we can look at the such a
question. Thank you, Chairperson. I think I've been covered by Honourable Moroba. So our take is that we agree with the program that is before us, and also that the committee will focus on our scope of work, not to focus on our mandate, not to go beyond that. And number two, we cannot have an agenda that is set by the media, but we cannot come here and discuss something that's on the media. We need the other documentation so that we can make a meaningful input to this and to this committee. I think.
Thank you,
Mr.
Chairperson. I'd like to address two issues, beginning with the scope of the work session. Every single piece of correspondence documentation referring to the establishment that reference to the Speaker's terms of reference were published in the AGP on the 19th of April. And it reads, on 2nd of April 2014, the President of the Republic submitted the following documents, which were tabled on the same day. Letter in response to the Public Protector's Report, the proclamation by the President of the Republic, the copy of the Public Protector's Report. goes on to read, after consultation with the chief of the majority party and senior worker of party 5, had in terms of rule 2141D, the appointed committee to consider the submission in the full submission by the President of the Republic in response to the public protective report and make recommendations for it. So I would like to respectfully disagree with the Honourable Deputy Chief Whip when she says that we are moving along with the media's agenda. We are proposing that this committee work in terms of the Speaker's agenda. The Speaker has a very clear mandate. It includes all three documents. It does not in any documentation, any HP, any correspondence, even this vast agenda that you have been given, make reference only to the President's spot. It's very, very clear, even from this document, that the Speaker has established the committee to consider the submissions by the President of the Republic, and there are three submissions. So to me, it's crystal clear that you have to consider the public affected report. You have to consider it in full in order to be able to make a sound recommendation for us by the deadline which the Speaker has given us. I don't believe there is any debate that needs to be open on this, that we simply need to work on those documents, scrutinize them effectively, and give the House a response on what the way forward should be. And just listen, I would move that we clarify that now and move forward from it, and not engage with the issue of only engage with the President later, because the Speaker has given us a very clear mandate in that. Given the clarity of that mandate, we clearly will need more time. I want to speak about the deadline itself, which, because of the circumstances which all sides of the committee mean that we have a greatly reduced period in which to work on the committee. But I do believe it is perfectly legitimate for us to work on Friday, the ordinary working day, to consider the system. I think it's perfectly legitimate to consider and possible for us to work on the weekend. And I'm glad to see that we are working on a public holiday. As the Honourable Singh said, we must do our duty by the public which elected us. We must also do justice to the process. It cannot simply be rushed. We must do justice to the mandate that the Speaker has given us. And I would argue that this program doesn't give us enough time to do so. I agree that we need to scrutinize the document. And we certainly would have no qualm if the committee has given several hours or even overnight to go over these documents. But I think anything more would be unnecessary given that this HEC was published on the 9th of April, 2 weeks ago. We knew before we came to this committee what documents we were considering. Those documents were already in the public domain, residence letters, SIU proclamation, and public protection reports. And we had ample time to read through them. But perhaps many of us didn't read through them because we didn't know we were going to vote this committee, so it's just a good legitimate to say, you know, let's take over and read through them. And I would argue the Honourable Deputy that we meet tomorrow, once everybody has had a chance to go to the documentation, and that we do justice to the mandate of the committee, as it has been the HEC, and all the other documents, and consider all three documents which the President has in front of me. Thank you.
Honourable, coming to you, Mr. Mulder, Honourable Madam Mayor, then the Honourable Mulder, and then the Honourable Director. Thank you very much, Chair. I think the statement relating to us having our program dictated by the media stems from, as the court in large has been supported for the public protector and the media, I think there was mention of the citizens, as the Honourable Sir mentioned that the public protector and the citizens are not willing to address Parliament, also the unanswered questions. And I think there was also mention of PASA, which I think we also function to the fact that they had made a submission with the media. So I think it's basically based on that. We all know what documents are referred to, so to this commission we are not to attract, and we all know how huge those documents are. Well, in particular the public protector, in my mind, I have not determined whether the public protector should be subpoenaed or should be asked to appear before the committee to come and explain itself further. You know, on the self knows that there are unanswered questions, but I don't know it yet. And I'm sure that's the point that's been raised about the
the documents. One thing is important for us, are those documents of the secret. And whether what is contained in those documents is sufficient or not, something that will happen after having gone through those documents. I mean, we here only knew about a vote to a vote that we are going to be in this committee. The majority of our members, I suppose, have not gone through the document in detail, and therefore cannot make a determination in terms of the process of the document. The second thing, which is important, because we must remember that when the election, Parliament was on recess, so it should not be considered as normal working days of Parliament. Some of us have been dragged from national campaign. Some of the members here, the Honourable Indra spoke, has been here in Cape Town making statements after statements on this report, whilst we were out there campaigning. So it's not a normal working day for us. And it's not an elections campaign, this the work of this committee, for some of us. So I think that we really need to consider that and consider the fact that if you are saying that we need to balance between the elections campaign, which is what we are supposed to all be doing, and this way, I think it's going to be very difficult for us to be forced to make that choice. So we've left our elections campaign to come and participate in this program, and I think that that needs to be understood. The other important thing is that we have not determined whether the time allocated by the speaker is enough or not, based on the fact that we have not gone through the document in their entirety. I think that's what we need to mention. That. And I think as soon as we've made our assessment of the document and all of that, and the type of work that needs to be done, then we will know whether the time allocated by the speaker is enough or not. So, at the point when we begin with our deliberations of the program, we will then know whether we have enough time or not. So I think all the other issues about whether we should work tomorrow or on any other day, we think that we should not consider that. We should agree with the proposal that we meet on Monday when we've gone through all the documents and then take it from there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think around this time should be about the election or about our complaining outside during the election. This is about the integrity of Parliament, this is about the integrity of the Constitution and the Chapter 9 institutions. Our election campaign is what I'm concerned here. Chairperson, what do we know? We know that we've got a deadline for the 30th of April. We also know that there's been a request to extend that deadline because the time is very limited. I would like to believe that not a single elected representative around this table is not aware of the content of the issues that we are dealing with. There's no way that we can say that we are not knowledgeable about what this is all about. I agree that there may be some technical points and maybe some details that we do not know exactly at this stage. Where does this proposed program come from? It's not the product of this committee. Maybe it's a proposal by the committee section. Thank you very much. For the committee now to say we must adopt this, we should apply our own minds. And when we apply our own minds, we should do that in terms of what is expected of us. Not only that there is a deadline, no, there is a deadline. But we must say to one another and agree amongst ourselves what are we going to do. The notice very referred that we do not take notice what is said in the press. So, the president refers to the fact that the special legislative unit is waiting for that report. We have no official confirmation from that agency. Where they are going to bring that report. So the logical thing would be to ask representatives from that agency if they're going to tell this group exactly what we can expect. Witnesses should not be subpoenaed. Only those who are not prepared to come voluntarily to those commissions should be subpoenaed. So we can invite people to say that obviously we, the public protector, should be allowed to come and argue and put a case in terms of the report and other people as well. So The problem is we cannot set a program and then ask us to say, well, what we're going to do is during this program. We just need to have clarity on exactly in terms of what we are doing, what we need to do. And I would argue, how can we go through this process without calling the relevant people to come to this committee and protect the position of the country? Honorable Bowes?
Yeah, I was just going to comment on the documents, but something like that. I'm going to say it's a bit disturbing. To say that election campaigns, you know, I'm a politician, it's not an aspect. You know, politicians, I'm not a man of the street, I'm a politician. Election campaign is a election year's business. To say that it's irrelevant, I think it's not a nice thing to say. Chairperson, with other documents, I've got some serious concerns with myself. I was notified, I'm not sure it was yesterday, but it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before, that I'm in the hearing of this committee. That is the fact that it's the truth. I did not assume that there was going to be a committee that I'm going to be a member. But I was notified the other day. For my own reason, I've not read this document, the public consensus is wrong. And that is the truth. I have other reasons for not reading it. Now I am told that I'm a member of the society. And I'm to participate effectively on the society. I always have the opportunity to read this document. I want to read all the documents. And I'm not going to read it tonight and come back tomorrow and carry on because I'll be lying. So give me an opportunity to check this into the stuff. I think if I can come back Monday, I might. I see it's a big document, people say it's almost 500 pages. That's a serious reading. So give me some time to check this and I'll think for myself here. I won't participate in this meeting, give me some time. And I will come back and I'll tell you about all the other things the honorable members are saying. They want more time, they want some time to inquire. And that seems like an internal thing to inquire, but fine. I might be able to agree after I'm ready to stop this. But give me time, I'll ask you, Chairperson, can I have that confidence?
Hello, James. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And let me say that our constitutional and parliamentary obligations are pretty clear. And in terms of what we need to consider, are in fact the documents. It's a letter from the President in response to the Public Protective Report. It's obviously the proclamation that was issued. And thirdly, is a copy of the Public Protective Report itself. That is very clear. Those three documents are the core foundation of this committee's work. And clearly, there's a need to read the documents, and we certainly wouldn't want to take the speed by which members read these documents. So I would suggest, since we're very good at this as legislators, to read these documents quickly, that between now and tomorrow, we can certainly complete the task. Given the urgency of the matter, given the depth of the work that we have had get done, and given the balance we need to have in terms of exercising our constitutional duty and being part of the campaign, it's important to do this properly. To do this properly, we must use every available opportunity we have tomorrow. I would therefore recommend that the documents, the time given until tomorrow, and that we reassemble tomorrow. I would also suggest that every day that we have this idea, be set aside in terms of time. So you start early and we end late. And so the proposal from whoever prepared this for us is between 2 and 6 on Monday. That seems to me to be not only adequate, but entirely arbitrary. So my recommendation is that we meet in fact tomorrow. That will give all of our time to study the documents. And that will create more space for us to go our work. Thank you very much.
Honorable Sivagnoni.
Chairperson, having dealt with the third item on the declaration of the chairperson, then presently we are dealing with the second item of the declaration of the chairperson. I've looked to the draft committee program, and also I want to say I would like to align myself with the views that the chair by the colleagues on my part to say this program really looks to be a good level. Taking into consideration the amount of the human assessment that has to be done. My idea is that it would appear we are sort of repeating ourselves. Previously, we have dropped the graphs somewhere, and that's a small redundancy, and then we could make use of that time to go through whatever the assessment that shows the team has to do in the process of the
presentation. Thank you.
Okay, Chesterton, I think I agree with my colleagues of the time that we need to scrutinize the records, the documents that we need to read. If we want to do justice, not only for Parliament, but for the citizens of the country, we need that time so that we understand the documents clearly. Yes, we had the public reporters, the public protector's report, but we didn't go into details of that because we were not waiting for this chance to be part of this committee. We were busy electioneering, so we request for us to do our best and justice to this country. Let us be given the chance to read the documents. There's no rush. Monday is not a far. We can meet on Monday as per this proposed program, then we will discuss whatever we want to discuss. And as for the request for extension of the date, this is the first session of this commission, so I don't remember us meeting before the instrument. The results should come from this committee, not from individuals or from wherever. So the request will be done by this committee after deliberating or after reading the whole document and say that we don't have enough time. Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson, I think we're making progress. It seems that our colleagues argue that they need some time to study the documents. I think that's a fair request. The concern, on the other hand, is that we will not have enough time to complete our work. So on the other side, there's a request that we extend the deadline. In other words, give some more time in the beginning to study documents, but allow for more time to complete the work at the end. I would perhaps hope to have indications from the ruling party if we are prepared to support such a suggestion that we extend the deadline beyond the 30th of April. Because if we don't do that, we allow more time in the beginning, and if we don't extend the deadline, we are forced in a small time frame. So, if you give more time in the beginning, is there a willingness to extend the deadline? I would like some indication for these issues.
So before I give the ruling party the opportunity, are there any more people?
Thank you, Chair. I support your proposal. I'd also like to add that this agenda is totally inadequate. I don't think a document in its current form is an option at all. Quite apart from the time, the agenda items which are listed in the fourth column on the right, on Monday, it indicates that we will deliver a comprehensive response to the public petition report. That has to be amended to reflect all new documents as set out in the ATC. And I'd like to reiterate the Honourable James' point that the allocation of time from 2 to 6 is wholly arbitrary, and that in fact what we need to do is we're going to agree that we give members the chance to read these documents, is that we need to do first thing in the morning on Monday. I mean, if we can convene first thing on Monday morning and sit the entire day and devote every single day and the full day after that to working on this on these documents, and also get agreement from the governing party that they will be willing to support the call for an extension of the 30th of April deadline, then I believe we will be making the difference.
Thank you. The agency and opportunity. There's a lot of interest in this draft program. The process up to today, to the point where the allocated as the chairperson of this committee must be answered by the engineering of the section, I think it will be unfair if we don't give him the opportunity just to briefly tell us exactly where that this program comes from and what he wants, keeping in mind he's not a politician, he's an official.
Mr. Trabalan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to quickly explain that the program was designed by the college session to support students that had not had a chance to meet. It was informed by the dates of the 30th of April, which is the deadline that has been set, which is to say, working backwards from that date, which is what the committee needs to do. There is a point around the money intensity of why we are proposing that the meeting starts at 2. That was informed by the program. And by the name of the pastor, as well as the next national. which will be taken from the morning until about lunchtime. So that's why it comes as a proposal. Documents would not have been shared with members of this committee because the policy defines what we have to do, what documents are required to do the items of the chapter. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Balaam.
So just before the majority party responds, I just want to say that I appreciate the fact that the majority party members here have got a difficulty with time. But let's not forget that the majority party asked that we took a full 10 days to change back to before they submitted their names. So that indirectly we set the shortened time period because that full period was taken. So I think that you need to make use of every moment that you can. I strongly suggest that you first thing Monday morning then to try to get things moving that will enable members to read the documentation. I just want to make that point. I'm not aimed at the hands of individual AMP members there, but let us.
Thank
you, Chair.
Yeah, it does indicate that I've been informed that in fact the AMCs are better than names before the 10 days were expired. In fact, it was 10 or 8 days in the process. So they've complied with the rules of parliament, the same time phrase, of course, is important that all the relevant documents be made available by the committee section immediately for all members to consider, to read through it and to prepare thoroughly for it. I will then ask the agency to respond, keeping in mind that the documents, nothing has been distributed here. Keeping that in mind and also keeping in mind honourable members that this weekend we are celebrating Freedom Day, and this Freedom Day celebration taking place across the country, and I think 20 years into democracy is quite significant for members of parliament generally to part and pass on the celebrations that are taking place. The work that we're doing is important, of course, but we must also be mindful of our 20 years of democracy through the day, 20 years since the people had the first opportunity to the citizens and cast the ballots. Majority of citizens want to celebrate that. So the ANC, what is your response in terms of the proposal from the member of the opposition?
Thank you, Mr. We agree with the question that on Monday we have that we take into consideration the unveiling of the passage of the but our submission is that we are not going to make any any submissions in relation to what deliberations will take place or what specific items will take place under the agenda sections of session of the program. The reason being that the entirety of the committee and in particular delegation needs to take into consideration the concepts of the report. So we cannot here now say yes, we will support the call for the extension of time for this committee when we have when most of the members of this committee are actually not confirmed in the document. So I think it is on the basis of our going through those documents that we can then open up a discussion on that as to what then constitutes the agenda items of the committee, whether we agree with the what we're inviting to come and the committee or not. I think let's leave that to the Monday. And I think on the basis of that, we agree that we should not adopt the agenda components of the committee, but any proposals be made on Monday on what are the exact items that the committee will want to go through throughout the time allocation. I hope that that has.
Thank you, honourable member. Honourable members, there is a response from the ANC, which is clear. Obviously, we object
the women's support that we leave out the agenda items, let's say, but leave the dates for now and consider extension on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. I'm happy if we can leave the agenda items and try it up on Monday and we can do that Monday. I'd still like to propose that we need some work. I would argue that it's possible for us to just to go and prepare for the rest of the day and then come back and do our work. I feel very strongly that even though we're just talking about these three documents and not about the question of who we may or may not call or invite to come and address, that time is very short. I think the more we can get done that day, the better. And starting at 2 o'clock shaves more than half the day away. So that's because I'd like to put the committee feels workable, then that's fine. But I think we would be better off if we start in the morning, the journey is available in the air. Thanks.
So, members, I'd like to call the proposal to say the unveiling of the last piece between 10 and 12 on Monday morning. And the HC respective response to that is that the official process starts at 10 o'clock. That's what I need to call. However, I would then say that instead of meeting at 2 o'clock, we meet at 12 o'clock when the task has been unveiled. And please prepare yourself for a very long day because we will work right through late into the evening and go as far as possible in dealing with the issues at hand. I do agree that the legislation in their eagerness to do their work included agenda items that is what would be the case. Thank you for taking the initiative to discuss to the legislature. All of us are clear in terms of what we are going to do. There's been several requests in this meeting. This issue will be on the spot and I will also respond to online. And then also, I will engage the legal services and get a considered opinion at the beginning of the meeting on Monday, there was a request from one of the members from the position of the contract. I think it's going to see to say that we are not asking the services to guide us in terms of the mandate and in terms of action, so that's not going to do so. The submission that was referred to by the Honorable Shelf, it comes from the said it's another submission that was made Parliament that we are not aware of. Okay, I will check with the Office of Speaker and find out where the submission is so that we also contribute that to all the members to make sure that it is complete in line with the decisions and discussion that has taken place there. And the other thing I issue to ask, what happened to the report? Right? What happens to the report? In terms of current time frame that are there, the 30th of April, this committee will cease to exist. In terms of the current time frame, right? The last week has been out. So what happens to the report, then our report will go to the speaker to be published in the ABC. And then the decision must be taken in terms of how we want to proceed. But also keep in mind, on the members, that when we come back on Monday, apart from that the submission by question, the response to the public to take the report, that we must also come up with recommendations for how the services is taken forward. Parliament has the responsibility to be thorough in their work, and consider all the relevant details. All the relevant details, we must ensure that we do our proper job. And come up in our discussions on Monday with clear recommendations so that we don't waste a lot of time in arriving at a certain conclusion so that political parties can interact on the different proposals that they would like to see in the report that we know. The committee will thus now adjourn until Monday. Don't you want to adjourn on Monday? Do.
Say something if I may say.
Okay, I'll allow you to say something.
Okay, because I heard Mr. Chabalala saying just now that the committee section has not distributed any documents because they don't have clarity as to what document was distributed. I'd want to come Monday and then we have a discussion that we received only one letter. We need to see now what documentation is put in front of the committee so that the communication can distribute the correct documentation.
Is there a certain point that you want to raise? Honourable Novena?
With regards to CASA and their submission, I think we're going to take a decision whether
we are going to consider all the submissions that have been made to the Office of the Speaker or to the Chair for the consideration of this committee. Because I think it's important, otherwise it will also end up a lot of work on not only preparing for Monday, but also in relation to the program. So do we want to consider any other documents beyond what the President has referred to the students? I think that's the key question.
Thank you,
Jefferson.
I'd like to make a proposal with regard. Because we need clarity and everybody wants to come on Monday having read and having received the relevant documents. I would like to propose that, in line with the speaker's term of reference outlined in the ATC, that all members of the committee be furnished a copy of the President's response to the public protection report, with a copy of the FIU declaration, and with a copy of the full public report, and any written submission which is submitted to the committee. I hear the Honourable Madam Mayor when she speaks about the time pressure we face, but for us teaching our colleagues to start if we are paying precisely to receive the submission, we are here to present them. And to ignore their submission, I believe, would be callous and a dereliction of duty, particularly when the public is taking the trouble to make submissions, to submit them, to pull them together and to submit them. So we have to allow the public to participate, constitutional rights, to participate in the committee, and if they want to engage with us, we should allow them. So my proposal is that those three documents and any public submissions received by this committee, formally tabled by members of the public, should be furnished to all members of the committee, and all members of the committee must commit to having read, and studied and considered the contents of the document by the time we reconvene.
The Honourable Mr. Bukor, for repeating what I said earlier, that the relevant reports is just articulated in the full type of English. But that's what all of us understand. Thank you for clarifying for those who understand. But at the moment, Honourable Madam Mela, I'm only aware of CASA. And I would have to go check to the Office of the Speaker now, but please, be assured, if there's any other relevant information, I will look at the submissions in front of you and put it to all members so that you are at seat on what you have. That's in the normal course, that's how committees anyway operate. Now, whether you call them here or not, that is the decision of the committee must take after looking at the content of their submissions. We must not automatically accept that they will be called. Public participation doesn't work that way. Everybody clear now? We will have adjourn this meeting until Monday at 12. And please, honourable members, be also early enough so that you can see the unveiling of us of former President Nelson Mandela. Thank you very much.